Yes, now, and my goodness, we're only 25 minutes late. That may be a record for us. The LSB meeting session 2. 82.5 minutes. Indeed, the first item on the agenda, I'm personally pleased to see, Roman numeral 5, on page 2 of your agenda, local election supervisor report. Now, obviously, we're not going to have a report from the local election supervisor. 15 minutes are allowed for this. A was the local election supervisor's report of 5 minutes. B is the board Q&A. Again, unless I'm missing something, there's nobody here to give... No, excuse me. There's no local election supervisor here. This is the agenda we adopted to give us a 5-minute report, and therefore there's no one here to whom we could address for 10 minutes questions and expect to get answers. But I would rule, unless there's an objection, that we'll take this 15 minutes to discuss what, if anything, we want to do about the present problems with the local election supervisor, the lack of Spanish language airing of programs and right. candidate statements and so forth. Lydia, perhaps you can tell us something about this from the national level.
Okay, and this can be part of my director's report as well, and as IED. Okay, so the Pacifica National Board at its last meeting brought these issues to the attention of the National Election Supervisor and expected a response. The board hasn't received a response. I've left email messages as well as phone messages, which each one with more issues attached to it, and I have not received a response.
How long ago? When was that?
Well, about 3 weeks ago with a PMB, and then subsequent to that, I had another email exchange. Did you find the LES? You know, what happened, blah, blah. And then recently, I said, look, I think that we need to extend at minimum the KPFK election. We do not have the on-air forums. We need someone to do this. If you cannot locate the LES, you need to do it. I mean, it's just a matter of organizing the candidates, setting up the schedule, working with the program director to schedule these on the Spanish language cards. What happened to them when the local election supervisor recorded our cards? Those of us who were Spanish speaking recorded our own in Spanish, and she said she was doing the ones translating in Spanish for the ones who did not speak Spanish. And so as far as I knew, she was handling that and turning those in. But I also said, if you, and then, you know, the concerns that have been raised is who is going to moderate these forums. And I said, how about the League of Women Voters? I mean, there are independent groups who you can find somebody if you just will spend 5 minutes, you know, paying attention to this. She has not responded to me. I have got to say that the contract, I have not seen the LES contract, the NES contract is not sufficient, is insufficient to me in terms of the supervisory authority over the LES, but obviously they're the ones who hire them, right? I still need to have some legal advice on that. Whatever happens, whether we make some changes in relation to the election supervisors, local and national, whatever it is, there are some things that I think it helps if the local station board and the PMB pass certain motions, right? I mean, I think, and I would like to hear from the local station board as to whether you think we need to have, like, a modest extension. We need some extension, not to mention the fact that a lot of people didn't get ballots. That happens at every election. But what doesn't happen at every election is that you don't get the ballot the next day or the next 2 days, or there isn't a response to your call to let you know, yes, you are a member. Oh, no, because we changed the record date, you were 2 days outside of that membership. Whatever it is, there needs to be some response. So the lack of responsiveness is also an issue. And so I'm taking it to the next level.
Okay. I have Lawrence on the list, then I have Dutch on the list, and then I have Michael on the list, and I'm going to put myself on the list, if it hasn't already been said.
And Fred Clement.
And Fred. And let's stop at that point, and then we can take more people. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, good place. Okay, then we'll take more after. And so, Lydia, okay, Lawrence.
Thank you. So, I believe this election is disenfranchising not only to the Spanish speakers, but those who would have benefited from translation from their English-speaking cards to Spanish as well. So this is disenfranchising not only to me as a person who was able to make a Spanish language card, but also for those who were not able to make because they don't have a second language. So, and I don't know how our cards ended up in Houston. I mean,
Houston,
find a Spanish speaker
Houston, here. We have a problem.
And it's different Spanish too. So, I mean, it's just another reason why we should have an extension for our elections here at KPFA. And we did bring it up to the National Election Supervisor at the last PNB meeting and the Elections Committee meeting. Maybe Michael could speak to that after a while. So I believe this is disenfranchising, and we need to extend the election for at least another couple of weeks.
Thank you. Dutch, you're next.
I think I'm going to wait until Lydia's back because I may have a question.
All right, Michael, you're next if you're ready.
Okay, so I am on the National Elections Committee. I'm on the National Elections Committee, and we had a meeting last week at which I raised this, and the implication from the NDS was somehow just that there was miscommunication or poor communication between the LES and the station management because of the staffing. So then I checked with the GM and got a message back that the LES had been missing in action, as we said earlier, for about 3 weeks, and had been sent two checks and not cashed them. So he's both concerned about her actual physical well-being from where she is, but also it has to be changed. So I did email the NDS, and then I emailed the rest of the election committee and asked the chair of the election committee to contact her as well, which he did, but I haven't gotten anything back either. So I'm very concerned about that because I felt that her response was either non-responsive or evasive, but given the actual facts. And I think that I agree with what was said earlier. There has to be some greater accountability. The situation is that we hire the NDS. The NDS hires the LESs in order to avoid any involvement of station personnel or local boards in the election process, but they have to do their job then.
All right. I was next. Michael, keep the time, please. Given the long delay in having this election in the first place, it's a year or two late, at least. The fact that we now find ourselves in this abysmal situation is depressing and shocking and disgusting, frankly. This board, it seems to me, has to do what little it can do. We can't fire the local election supervisor, we can't, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems to me we can at least go on record today of doing, at the very least, voting that the national board, number one, immediately rectify the situation by hiring a new local election supervisor and national supervisor, who I guess then hires the local, that be done immediately since neither seems to be performing their job in the way that should be done. Number two, that the election itself be postponed at least until such time as it can be certified with some rationale that Spanish language candidates and so forth have had their cards in, that there have been public hearings where the public can come out and question the candidates and so forth. When that date is, I don't know. But and it's hard for us to fashion it by pulling it out of a tuchus right now. But at the very least, we should go on record now as saying we want an extension until the obvious unfairness of this election has been corrected. And number two, until there is on duty a national election supervisor and a local election supervisor that are in fact on duty.
Right. Very good.
Brad.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have a whole lot to say other than I think Jim has got it right. Lydia's here. It'd be interesting to hear her thoughts presumably in the discussion, if you were to make that motion. This board, certainly for the last couple of years, has, I think, generally taken the stand, the majority that is, that inclusiveness and certainly realizing that the Spanish-speaking world in Los Angeles is a principal part of our audience and needs to be very much on our minds. So we've done a number of things in that area. I won't enumerate them, but we've got to make sure that this happens. I say that as someone who has just about served 6 years, three of them without an election. As others are here, not undesirous of letting someone else with some fresh perspectives and spirits take my place. But it's imperative that this be a fair election, and we're better off proceeding as we are now until such time as we can be sure that this has been a truly representative process. Thank you,
Fred. Luis.
Yeah.
And I will make it a motion, by the way, when Luis is finished.
Write it down.
Well, first I want to say that I am in favor of this board passing some kind of motion expressing our displeasure with the national election supervisor and what has happened with the local election supervisor. The other thing is, I want to emphasize, Mexican Americans in California, at least, were a majority demographic. And very important part of KPFK, that because we're not reaching out to that demographic, we're not getting the results that we should be getting, and we can have a lot of financial input that we can get from that community. So because of that, I want to emphasize the fact that we hear the term Latino, we hear the term Hispanic over the airwaves, over everything, including KPFK, and that is an affront. It's an insult to our cultural sovereignty that we have under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo and Article 27 of the Covenant on the Civil and Political Rights of Recognized Oppressed National Minorities, which in the United States is us Mexican Americans and African Americans, and both groups are disenfranchised in KPFK as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. We'll take more speakers. Nobody's going to be left out of the... But in order to try to focus the discussion, let me do rephrase, if I can, very quickly. Yes, because we're getting short on time here, but we can always have an extension of time if we have to. My motion is very simple. That this board go on record...
Excuse me. Point of order.
Yes. What is your point of order?
Are you interrupting to make a motion? The chair can...
No, what I was doing was I had made a motion. Fred said he would take that as a motion. I guess you would second it, right? I was restating it. That's what I'm doing.
You were out of the room.
He hasn't interrupted anybody.
You haven't interrupted anybody.
No,
you missed the flow of things.
Yes,
the chair can't make a motion, so Fred is making the motion.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I was trying to state what the motion was. Yeah. Well, please.
Said I'd like to propose that.
Maybe the motion. Can you repeat? Yeah, please repeat. Will anybody be terribly upset if I restate the motion that I think Fred has made?
That's part of Robert's.
Can we have Fred state what his motion is, if he in fact made a motion?
The chair can restate the motion.
It's the prerogative of the chair.
It's not only the prerogative, it's the responsibility.
Is anyone else other than Kim object to my doing that?
No.
Then I will rule that I can do that. Here is the motion that Fred is making, and that somebody will second if I can't, and I second it. Very simple. That we go on record today as demanding that the PNB replace the current national election supervisor and our local, and in turn that person replace our local election supervisor. That's point one.
One.
Second.
Okay, go ahead.
It's all one motion. Point two. That the election, which I think the date is now December 6th?
Fourth.
Sixth or fourth?
Fourth.
That the election date of December 4th be postponed.
Extended.
The election date be extended. Three.
For how long? Do you go for how long?
I'm about to answer that question. That it be extended until such time as a new national election supervisor and local election supervisor can report that the Spanish language candidates have had their carts aired in a fair and equal way with other candidates.
On your forms.
That the required public forums on air and otherwise be held, at which time a new final date for the election can be set.
Okay.
That's the motion made and seconded.
Who seconded after it's been restated?
Chuck did. Okay. Fred made a Chuck seconded.
I move to divide. I think the issue of terminating people that's outside of our purview and whatever, that doesn't mean that we don't know that that's a possibility, but we also don't know at this juncture, because we simply don't know, whether the National Election Supervisor has actually taken some steps. You have to find people. Let me tell you this much. And Michael can also speak to this. It was extremely difficult, and what took some of the time in the last part of 2014 when we finally got back into the national office was finding a national election supervisor to take the job. And the previous ones that we had used were simply unwilling to come back into this environment. And part of the complaints that I've heard from local election supervisors have been that, you know, when they make a ruling of some sort, the overreaction to it is, you know, anger and insults and blah, blah, blah. So that's, you know, part of just the overall dynamic. So it's not that easy to say, okay, you're going to replace this supervisor and then get this one. We cannot, to Fred's point, we cannot extend beyond the final term limits. In other words, if you've been on the board 3 years, you can extend to 4 years, 5 years, but when you reach the 6th year, you can't extend beyond that per California Corporations Code. So that's absolute. Those time frames we got from the code. And so what that means is that if we were not to make quorum, which is the only thing that the bylaws provides for, is that we would have to seek the rest of the alternates, of which there aren't too many, or and then take a vote by the LSB. I really oppose that. I think that we're in the best position to make quorum, but I think I agree with the rest of the motion that there needs to be an extension in order to protect the foundation. We don't want lawsuits filed because we did not have those on-air forums, which all the other stations are having, which, you know, the bylaws call for and so forth. So I think we have to extend for a certain period of time. And I think that can be done. And then I am going to do my best to facilitate the first part. But I will oppose the first part of the motion.
Is there a limit to how long we can extend under the bylaws?
Under the bylaws, I think you can make 2 extensions for 2 weeks each, so a total of a month. And
that would buy
that 6 weeks, right? 3 for 3 weeks.
Two times two
for 2 weeks, she said.
I don't know. I don't have.
Well, so at least 4 weeks.
Well, whatever the bylaws allows.
All right. Hold on a second. The next two people who wanted to be heard on this was Kim and then Doug and then, yeah. Kim.
This election is a fuck up of momentum.
Can we please find out language the board?
That's all right. It's okay. Go ahead.
This is what happens. Well, by being an almost absolute majority, you have to take the responsibility for this. This national election supervisor was hired 3 months earlier even than the bylaws suggest. And the fact is, it was laid on bogus financial issues of less than $25,000 the first time, which made no sense at all. And now you're extending it indefinitely, and it's whether it's by design or sheer incompetence, This is stunning failure. And I don't know what to say.
All right.
If you're in the majority, you have to take responsibility for this. And you on the elections committee, especially.
Thank you, Kim. Doug.
I intend to submit another motion.
Okay. Dutch.
I understand the intention of Fred's motion that you voiced so eloquently, Jim. Thank you. But I think that Lydia has clarified the facts, that we need to reframe it in such a way that she takes immediate action, so we can pass a motion that she takes immediate action to implement our election at the local level and to maximize the extension allowable. I think that we need to word it in such a way.
And what if she doesn't? What if the person who is AWOL now remains AWOL for the next month?
Well, the point is the immediate action needs to be that the election needs to be implemented. The understanding being that if someone has to replace the LES, the local election supervisor, that's our area that this board is responsible for.
No, we can't do it.
Right.
Only the national.
But we can make a motion addressing the issue because it's a matter for us.
So
we
can only be a recommendation.
It can only be a recommendation.
We can't hire anybody, but we can pass a motion requesting that the interim executive director handle it immediately, up to and including, you know, prompt replacement of the person if necessary, because we can't mandate that, I don't believe, and we certainly can't mandate that she
just recommend
the national election supervisor.
We can recommend it.
I wouldn't even recommend that, because we don't know the circumstances behind the NES, but we do know the LES is MIA for almost a month.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, hold on. Next is going to be John. Hold on. Who else would like to be heard next? Rodrigo? Let's take a few more, Rodrigo. Oh, but let me stop before we do that because we're out of time and ask if somebody would care to make an extension of some time for this. What, 15
I
minutes?
To extend 15
2 years. 2 years, all right.
A serious motion has been made to extend by 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
All right, let's take a vote. All in favor of extending by 15 minutes?
I seconded it.
Chuck seconded it.
That's 5 seconds now.
Yeah. Now, all in favor of extending by 15 minutes, raise your hands.
Michael Novick calling for
Mike, Ron?
For extension.
For extension on 15 minutes of this, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I get 12.
Over 1.
Yeah, that's fine. All opposed? 1. Any abstentions?
It's just the middle finger.
Any abstentions, Fred? No. Oh, Fred's just silent. Okay. So, John is... John, you're next.
I was going to say that we might be able to word it in such a way so that there's maximum flexibility. For example, ED or the IED or whomever shall contact the NES to an attempt to resolve the issue involved with the LES, and if that attempt is unsuccessful, then we'll proceed with X, Y, and Z. So that
it's X, Y, and Z. The curious.
As outlined in the
No, I understand your frustration. Mine too. Okay, John, that's good. That's helpful. Rodrigo, and then Lawrence. Rodrigo.
I would like to move, you know, to strike, you know, the firing of the NES, but instead, you know, having instruct the National Election Supervisor to immediately put a remedy to the situation by, you know, working with the Interim Executive Director, you know, hire another local station supervisor.
Or do the work yourself.
Or
do the work yourself. There isn't much to be done.
Or do the work, you know, yourself, you know, basically.
All right.
That's instead of, you know, that way we don't order anybody to be removed from their position, but we do instruct her to do it, you know, right away. Otherwise, you know.
Time sensitive.
Otherwise, you know, it has to be the executive, the interim executive director has to solve that situation. You know?
Thank you. Lawrence?
Basically, she just needs to do a job. I mean, that's it.
All right. I'm just trying to be helpful. Could somebody reformulate, Fred, or reformulate this? I mean,
can I read what I have and then
read
you can
what
say
you have
whether.
And Fred, you can say whether you accept these sort of changes.
Well, they haven't been voted on, so I haven't changed anything.
No. Just in terms, we haven't voted on anything yet. Just. the Pacifica National Board shall replace the current NES, who in turn shall replace the KPFK LES. The election shall be extended until such a time as the new NES and LES can report that Spanish language candidates have had their cards aired equitably and the required public on-air and in-person forums have been held. Only at such a time can a new election date be set.
So, and what we mainly, what I've heard people mainly addressing is the fact that we can't, what I seem to hear around the table is this, that rather we should recommend, we should urge the National Election Supervisor to immediately do the job of local elections or replace the local election supervisor. That's point number one. Then we'll get to the...
You're not a big part of this.
No, we're not done. No. We're not done.
Hey, what about the phone calls and you can't even get your ballot?
Yeah, I know. We're not...
You got to put that in there.
We're not done. We're just... There's several issues to address, brother. There's several issues to address. And we agree with... I personally agree, but we're not there yet. The first thing we've heard is, would you accept this as a friendly amendment to your motion? That, not that we fire or that we recommend, but that the National Election Supervisor be directed to accomplish the work that needs to be done for the local by the local election supervisor because she's not doing it, or replace the local election supervisor and let that local election supervisor, in fact, do the job. That's just point one of a multi-pointed motion. Would you accept that?
In principle, yes.
Yes.
I would hope that anything that Lydia has to bring...
That's what Lydia did bring. And Chuck, you'd accept that as a friendly amendment.
Yes.
All right, so that's kind of what's before. Now, on the next point...
Wait, I'm adding clarity. So the board recommends that the NES fulfill the tasks of the KPFK LES and, if necessary, fire and replace the LES?
Who will then perform?
Or just, why don't you strike out fire? Just say replace.
Replace.
And if necessary,
replace the local election supervisor.
Yeah.
And appoint someone who will carry on the
duty.
Replace the local election
supervisor.
That's enough. If necessary.
That's right.
How is this information?
Yes.
Just real quick. I'm not completely on board with this because you're saying, from what I heard, was that you just want the Spanish English cards that were produced or made by the Spanish language candidates. I want all the candidates.
Didn't say that.
No. Did I hear that wrong?
Okay. Well, what's your concern?
We haven't gotten there.
We haven't gotten there yet, and I understand your point, Lawrence. It would certainly be all the candidates, but in particular,
well, I might have omitted the clarity of you want the English and the Spanish cards played. So you want clarity on the language of the card?
Right, and that is all candidates.
We're not there yet. But I agree.
No.
Yes. Yes, Lydia?
Nothing. One
point at a time. Who's next? All right, hold on. Taking a new list. Luis, Michael, Ron. Okay, let's see where we're at after. Luis, Michael, and Ron. Luis?
I just recommend adding the word immediately to the beginning of that statement.
I like it myself, immediately. Michael?
That was my thought. I was going to say immediately replace the LSB, the LES, or...
Do it herself.
Fulfill the responsibilities herself.
Good.
Well, that's what I have, except I have fulfill first and replace second.
Well,
those are in there now.
Okay.
No.
Nabella, this is not her.
Well, no, it's fulfill and if necessary replace. Do I take out the if necessary? I mean, I got to know what you guys want here.
No.
Why did you just say
it again.
Either or.
Bella, it is not helpful, and you're out of order.
Okay.
This is tough enough without having everybody chiming in.
Hey.
Oh, dear. Go ahead, Michael. Could you say it again? If you keep disrupting the meeting, you know the answer. Go ahead, Michael.
Either way, it's fine. As long as the meeting's in there.
All right, Ron.
I just wanted to point out for clarity here that there were no Spanish language cards given by anybody, and that it's supposed to be for everybody, whether they're just English speakers or Spanish speakers, because it can be given in Spanish by somebody that speaks Spanish.
Okay. Anybody else wish to be heard on this issue? If not, are we ready to vote on...
I need clarity.
Yes, please. The first part we're going to... But you first.
What do you mean first part of this? We have a divided...
Just the part that Michael said last. That our, what this board is recommending to the National Election Supervisor to do.
Are we doing two motions or one? Is it?
It's a multi-part motion of which part A is that we direct the National Election...
Well, let me read right here. The Pacifica National Board recommends that the NES...
The local... The LSB.
Okay, I thought you were going to... Okay.
The LSB.
The one point, okay.
Right, he's getting it done. It's not easy.
Thank you. The KPFK LSV recommends that the NES immediately fulfill the tasks required of the KPFK LES
or,
and if necessary, replace the KPFK LES to accomplish the same
purpose. Yes. That's part A of the motion.
The Martian is already Cooper.
Right.
Yes. Now, are we ready to vote on that? Can we please vote on that?
Yes.
May I show a show of hands? Or somebody calling for what?
Restate my motion.
Well, read it one more time. He didn't hear.
So are we going to vote twice on a two-part motion, or are we voting
twice on
two motions?
We're going to vote only on this particular part A of a motion.
Okay.
This is a plank.
Does someone need it repeated? Is it?
Yes. Fred needs it repeated.
There's a conversation over here while you were staying.
That's all right. Whatever. He needs to repeat it. It's so fair enough. Repeat it.
The KPFK LSV recommends that the NES... immediately fulfill the tasks required of the KPFK LES and, if necessary, replace the KPFK LES to accomplish the same.
Right. All right. Now, are we ready to vote on that?
Yes.
Can we vote by show of hands? All in favor, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed, please raise your hands. Abstentions? One. All right, fine. Now, point two, if somebody'd like to offer the wording of plank two, has to do with how we're going to handle the fact that up until now, since that hasn't been done, we need to have an extension of the time for people to vote and what we are going to require take place during that extension of time to ensure a fair election. That's the problem that's now before us. So, yes, Doug, do you have a suggestion or a motion? Or plank?
A narrow motion?
No, wait.
It's a plank of the same.
Wait. Is he proposing a whole new motion on whole new thing?
I hope not, but one never knows.
No.
I was just asking on that question if you could help us by now suggesting how we... That's the problem that I see that's still before us, right?
The issue...
Let me say what the motion is.
Yes, go ahead, Doug.
The length of the cards, the only thing in the bylaws is that the station resources be utilized equally across the candidates. The length of the cards, an arbitrary decision by the executive or whoever hires them, and that has been shrinking. I'd like to see the length of those cards not be arbitrary by some weird definition of the FCC and be lengthened to whatever is necessary for the Spanish translation,
right,
and at least be 1 minute long.
Longer.
At least per card.
All right.
Longer, even.
Please.
I said whatever's required for the Spanish translation.
Yes, I think it's very clear what you said. And that's your suggested language for a portion of what lays before us. Anyone who wishes to comment on that?
That's my motion.
Call it whatever you will. That's what's now before us. Would somebody like to comment on it? Michael and then Lydia.
I'll let Michael go first because the election committee already passed that. It was approved by the PNB in terms of the length of the cards.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed.
You say that's already been approved.
Well, no, I'm not saying that has been approved. I'm saying that has already been determined. No one's going to take that up again. But, Michael, can you speak to that?
Well, I don't think we can change the rules in the middle of it. I was going to speak to the original thing. I think we should say that the local station board urges the... one national election supervisor to use the provisions for extension of the elections to cover a sufficient period to allow KPFK to air all the cards in English and Spanish as required and
air all the listener on-air forums in English and Spanish as required.
Yes, that was in our original motion, and that's what you're going back to. Good.
Yes.
Fine. Lydia?
Yes, I would like to include it as like some kind of a preamble that for these reasons, and then put why the extension
takes forever to write.
Due to the scope and scale of ballots which have not been received, of missing ballots, and
failure
the cards which have not been fulfilled in English and in Spanish, the Spanish language, and the lack of listener forums here at KPFK, and the absence of a local election supervisor at a key moment, the KPFK LSB urges...
That's right, etc. So your language that you've just proposed and that poor John has been trying to take down best he can would come just before what Michael said by way of explanation for it. Yes, Louise?
I just wanted to suggest this addition because of the number of candidates also should be in the preamble.
I'm sorry?
There's so many candidates.
Yeah.
It's kind of that's added to the length of everything that's been going on as well.
Because of the number of...
The comment, I mean... How is that part of the motion?
Yeah, but that's not something that she could do anything about.
She can't do anything about that.
We're way far along. The only thing we can address is this last leg of the elections. And the period that is extended is 4 additional weeks, right, is what the bylaws agrees for. Election closing date is what
now,
it's
so unless there's an objection, it seems to me as a matter of procedure, what we should now do is see if that meets with the approval of the board. That is your preliminary language explaining the reason for Michael's statement. Are you able, John, to give us a sense of that preliminary language and Michael's statement?
I got to take one at a time.
Okay, how about Lydia's preliminary language? That would come before Michael's. Should she repeat some of that for you?
Hold on. All right, so this is the first. Just let me know what I left out.
That's right. You're right.
Due to the number of ballots that have not been delivered, the absence of Spanish language on air cards, the lack of listener forums, and the absence of the local election supervisor, the KPFK LSB recommends ... Everything that, the first part that we passed and then everything we add. So that's the preamble.
And then would come Michael's language, because we're going to vote on this together, and that comes Michael's language. Do you have that down?
Recommends it be NES. Okay, before you take such an important vote, we need to have public comment.
We are. You're interrupting. Doesn't help make it easier. We will. I assure you.
You're here.
Here. Michael, would you restate it again for a second?
Slowly.
Slowly.
The LSB recommends that the NES extend the election close date at KPFK to the allowable bylaws
period.
The airing of the cards,
etc.
Okay.
The LSB recommends that the NES extend the election close date at KPFK as allowed by the bylaws to accommodate. To accommodate the airing of the Spanish language cards and the English and Spanish language on air candidate forums.
Airing of the Spanish language cards, holding, and then what, the on air and in person?
The airing of the on air English and Spanish language candidate forums. And the rest
That's it. Doesn't take short end.
English and Spanish candidate forums.
And the resolution of any problems with the ballot.
Okay.
Henceforth.
That's all right. Henceforth. All right. Now, so let's let's agree. Now there's some members of the public who'd like to be heard on this aspect of the motion. Brother, please.
What is happening here is unfortunately is a fucked up situation. And the fact is, it's looking to me as an activist in my community for the last 32 years that I've lived here that we are getting 86th again. And unless you make a strong effort to straighten out every aspect of this, it's not just the local election person, it's a lot of other things that are going on here, sabotage of this. You know, we have not gotten the task force for the Spanish language and bilingual people who are supposed to implement the five hours. If we had that on the air, that would, you know, alleviate a lot of this problem. But at this point, we do not have it on the air, and it's wasting time. And you know, you're going to extend this for maybe 24 days or something like that. That's not going to be enough. And you know, if not, you're going to probably get a bunch of lawsuits because this is a very important thing to us. We have been marginalized so much and so many times here. And disrespected and everything in KPFK, not only in KPFK, but all over. And we have to fight tooth and nail wherever we go to make sure that our people are not put aside as usual. You know, we have this idiot up there running for president. He wants to deport everybody, and he's causing all this racist turmoil to take place in this country. And you have to, I mean, as a so-called progressive group here, KPFK, you have to show the people that that is not going to let you be intimidated and that our people will be able to participate fully in all that we need, you know, so that we can have an equitable result.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Jim, please, I remind you what happened. We were at People's College of Law. We had a meeting and 2-3 candidates were there and people start questioning them, you know, to replace as an election supervisor. The station has to make promo right away and, you know, invite people to come to this town hall meeting so people could decide, you know, which one is the activist. We cannot, you know, what happened to Cookie?
We don't know.
Where did we find her?
I don't know.
You know, we have to have some meeting so people to come and ask this election supervisor. Please, please, we need that.
Thank you.
He was an activist.
Israel. Israel, please, 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 please.
Well, we all agree it's a mess. That's true. I ran before 3 times, one of the elections. I personally contacted all the candidates, put up the notices on the station, arranged meeting places, arranged the forums. I personally did this, even though I was a candidate, because the supervisor was not able to do this. Now, I'm not saying this is the answer, but we may have to at some point, even with the extension of time, do things ourselves in the spirit as well as the letter of the election procedure with or without the supervisors. If we're going to have an election that's halfway meaningful. And by the way, these 1 minute or 30 seconds, whatever they are, things are wastes of time, in my opinion. I don't know what you think. But many people really have to make any sense out of who to vote for. I mean, it's a waste of time. The in-person ones and the on-air ones, forums, are not a total waste of time, even though a lot of people don't like the interruptions. But unless you have those, who do you know how to vote for? You can't tell the difference between the statements. Most people, what's good, what's bad of these two so-called slaves? People said to me, I can't tell. What do they disagree about? What's it all about? Again, all right. We can't solve all these problems immediately, but unless these things are addressed, we just go with little details. We're wasting our time. The election will not be valid in any event if we don't do something substantial.
Your time is up. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, fine.
This motion seems good as far as it goes, and I don't see why anyone would vote against it, but in the interest of transparency and accountability, which we previously discussed, the questions in my mind, and I'm sorry if I just said what I was in the room, is who is this person who appointed this supervisor? Have they been paid? And what, if so, what plans does the board have to do have to recover the monies paid to them?
Thank you. Yeah, this is, I saw this thing coming down as soon as we were approaching November. So this is very serious. We've got to move fast. So whoever these key people are going to be involved in this, Lydia, we've got to get this ball rolling right away. And I have been calling for public forums for a while. There's a white elephant in the room that we're not discussing, and that is Alan Minsky, and he does not want these forums on air. I don't care what anybody says. Okay, let's address that.
Know what the
as
facts
well.
Are.
This is the issue that has been the same problem impediment in past elections. So we got to address that as well. We take priority, not Alan Minsky. We have got to take priority for this election cycle. And we have to make that demand understood and known, both by the GM and by interim Alan Minsky. Thank you.
So, now, can we now vote on this aspect of the motion? This would be plank two, if you will.
Yes.
Do we have to have it read again? Anybody need it read again? If not, Brother Blair wants it read again. Please,
which plank?
That's right. The second one, the one where Lydia's comes
it
first,
so
because read that and then read what Michael said. That's what Mr. Blair wants to hear. So he'll know what he's voting on.
Quick comment.
Same. Sure.
The LES was picked by the NDS.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. The
not by us.
The executive director hires the national election supervisor, and the election supervisor hires the local ones.
To answer your question.
Paid? Huh? They've been paid?
The local one hasn't cashed checks.
The local one was paid for work previously done, received two checks, but not been cashed yet.
So, we're now reading what we're about to vote on, assuming we get to it sometime before midnight. Go ahead.
That the NES extend the election close date at KPFK as allowed by the bylaws to accommodate the airing of the Spanish language cards, the airing of on-air English and Spanish language forums, and the resolution of any problems with the ballots.
And would you then also read Lydia's language, which in fact is supposed to precede what you just read? But it's nevertheless a package. So read it.
Yes,
if you would. Thank you.
And before you vote, I need to know the status of Mr. Barnett's motion. Shall it be included? And
it was never seconded.
It was never seconded. Just go ahead.
Due to the number of ballots that have not been delivered, the absence of Spanish language on air cards, the lack of listener forums, and the absence of the local election supervisor, the KPFK LSB recommends the following.
And then what you've already read. Read it again.
The NES immediately fulfill the tasks required of the KPFK LES,
right,
and if necessary, replace the KPFK LES to accomplish the same. That the NES extend the election close date at KPFK as allowed by the bylaws to accommodate the airing of the Spanish language cards, the airing of the on-air English and Spanish language forums, and the resolution of any problems with the ballots.
Brilliant. That was perfect. And I, therefore, the question is now, all those in favor, please raise your hands.
Public forums.
No,
we've already had it. I don't know where you were since you participated in it.
You didn't read it.
Oh, please. I'm sorry, I rule you're out of order. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Okay, John's raised it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Those opposed, raise your hands. Abstentions? 2.
Abstains.
13-02.
Are we done?
New motion?
A new motion. Doug.
There's a logical reason that most elections in this democracy we're swimming in occur on a single moment in a single day. In a 24-hour period when all electioneering is essentially finished, what I feel as a candidate that everybody that's voted up to now, I've lost because they've never heard my voice other than that little 42-second commercial. they probably haven't heard it, since I've never heard it on our radio. I would like to see our bylaws modified. Whether this goes upstairs, I don't know whether it goes from a local station to, I mean, from a local board to the national board, modified so that all the electioneering occurs before the ballots are mailed, or the email is, or the web-based mailing is accomplished.
Doug, thank you for that. Kim, excuse me, you don't second anything.
That's a bylaw.
I don't second anything I want.
No, if you keep interrupting the meeting, we will ask you to leave, Bella. I'm sorry. That's the rules. You have no more right to speak than anyone else from the public. But you seem to think you do. That's not fair. It's not democratic. It's the opposite of that. Now, please.
Bella.
Yes, oh, come on.
Do I hear a second?
Are you, right. Is that a bylaws amendment?
It's an attempt to move a bylaw into the future. Yes,
that has to happen
this election.
The point is, no comments. It's been made. Did somebody care to second it?
I'll second it.
You're going to second it. All right. Those who wish to be heard on it, please raise your hand so we'll take a list. Those who wish to be heard on Doug's motion.
It's out of order because we don't do that here.
Lydia? Yes, Ken seconded
the PND.
I am with us.
Doug was just advocating for something to be done with bylaws. I just want to stress to people that bylaws amendments can be made by LSVs. You have to have, you know, more than one. You read the bylaws. I don't remember how many. I think it could be the three LSVs can get together and propose these bylaws amendments. They don't have to emanate from the PND. The issue is that not enough of us become familiar with the mechanisms in the bylaws that do allow us to do this. I favor incorporating some kind of language, but it's like anything with bylaws amendments, you have to take in all of the moving parts, and so then you have to consider the timeline that you're allowing for that, and if that doesn't happen, how much are you willing to extend? And don't forget, the whole time you have an election supervisor on a contract, and most of these contracts say if you go beyond the close date of the election, we will pay you blah blah, and it goes on, so it becomes very expensive. So having said that, so for that reason, because I think it isn't complete enough, but I applaud it, and I think that as an LSV member, you should make it and have a group of us work on such an amendment, but I will be voting no, because it doesn't encompass enough for us to actually do anything, and it requires a bylaws process. Thank you.
Do you still wish to proceed with it? That's fine. No, yes or no.
I can withdraw it at this point.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Yes.
It belongs to the body.
Yeah, he can withdraw it if he wants.
No.
It can be withdrawn if the board agrees.
Right.
You can withdraw a motion if the board approves it.
Yeah. That's right.
To withdraw.
Okay, so
you might have any objection to withdrawing.
Let's take a vote.
I'd like to move to table that motion.
All right. Okay. Is there a motion to table? Second?
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of tabling the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed to tabling the motion, raise your hand. 1. Those abstaining, raise your hand. 1. Very well. Now, we're out of time on this item unless somebody wishes to move to extend time.
Let's move.
I'm in favor, but it's your meeting.